Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Return of Who Sucks Less on the way, but first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
What on the polishing glasses world? Asking why when you get a glass of wine or a bottle of wine comes to your table, all the glasses seem to me to be buffed out by a cloth napkin.
Yes.
And they make sure it's absolutely clean, but why no other beverages? So if you get like a really nice mixed drink, they don't do that.
No.
So the question is why? Trista writes in, guys, when I worked in a pub in Germany, we washed the beer glasses by hand and wiped each one dry inside and put them on the shelf. Then when we grabbed a beer glass from the shelf, we dipped it in water before pouring the beer into it. Supposed to make the head of the beer better.
Oh, that's my wife started dipping her head in water.
I've been to like bar houses that have that type of mechanism.
Yeah.
Brouwers in Fremont used to do that.
A quick spray on the inside.
Yeah, the Tornado in Roosevelt used to do that in the 65th.
Brouwers is closed now, right?
They closed at the end of July.
They collapsed under their own pretense.
I'm not sure, yes.
You're ordering what?
Oh.
You offer it, dumbass.
It was just voted the best beer in America. Oh, you're one of those guys. You offer it. Let's see here.
I'm sure you said it, but Stella's the only one I know that... If you have it on draft, they'll always do it with the Stella glass.
Yep, that is, yes.
Yep.
I mean, do it with all of them. It just makes me feel fun, fancy.
It really does.
And a little funny.
Bacholos, can you please help me in wishing everyone's favorite coworker, Dave, a happy birthday? Could I get a what the F is that? And a you, your girl, and your Johnson jingle. Thanks for the entertainment over the years, guys. That from Alex.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
I got a text last night from our buddy Keith.
Okay.
Cool Keith.
Yeah.
He was at his parents' house on his way down to Portland, and he's telling his dad about that jingle.
Okay.
He sent me a picture. His dad's like, I got an original Johnson right here.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
It was a picture of a penis.
Well, it was a boat engine.
Right.
But I was just like, that. I literally went, that is awesome.
That is fantastic.
I like the full 30, though, better. You, your friends, and your Johnson.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Guys, my brother Meatstick is turning 36 today. Can we get Miles selling him the meat is burned? Angry Bigfoot yelling at him about his terrible choice in beer and some long farts. Thanks, guys. That from the Angry German Mechanic.
The meat is burned. It's burned.
Jealous?
You know, I used to work at freaking Brouwer's, so I know the only kind of beer you should drink. Stop drinking the beer you drink. You're such a loser. Why don't you drink beer I recommend? Yeah, it tastes bad, but it's in a fancy bottle. Sorry.
Do you recommend the California Pilsner or the one from Oregon at Deschutes or the Washington Chuck?
I don't recommend anything you ask.
I would not drink a Pilsner, and I would not be seen drinking one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Why do you offer it?
Could you turn some music on in here, maybe a sporting event or TV? You guys used to play Belgian metal and German stuff. Now you just... Patel, today begins my 37th lap around the sun. Can I get the dirty Germans telling my wife what they think is a good way to help celebrate today? Thanks, guys. That from Trucker Matt.
Yeah, today you will use your mouth like a diaper, specifically Huggies.
Yeah, so while you're doing that, also, I have what I want to say. I'm not sure how to say this. Controls the bullet.
Yeah, I do what Miles did. Sacrifice your face for a good time.
Yeah. Gentlemen, since I doubt any of my lame-ass friends will ride in, it's my birthday today, the big 4-3. How about Coach Ted to hype me up? Not for anything in particular, just Ted being Ted. And can I get some dad jokes from Miles? My name is Mike, but mostly people know me as Mikey. Cheers, gentlemen, and appreciate it.
All right, Mikey, you just want me to get you fired up. Let's get fired up about the weekend.
Yeah.
Right? Halfway through the week, I emailed him back, Miles, and said, I'll get you fired up for the weekend. He said, Ted, I don't work on the weekends. That's the point, son. Hey, it's hard to get fired up during the week. You're just going to work. Sure, good employees do it, but Mikey, not you and I. We're just there to pay the bills. Now the weekends, fun begins. Maybe getting ready for deer season. Get your equipment together. Maybe you're out in the garage having an animal beer with your boys. Maybe you're watching those Seahawks.
All right. Here you go, Mikey. Got a few of them for you. You know, guys, I really like hearing chemistry jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Periodically.
You gotta make sure you balance them.
What is a French person's favorite video game console?
The Wii.
Well done. Mine, too.
What do you call a man with no shins? A man with no shins. What do you call a man with no shins?
A shinless banger.
Tony.
Tony.
Guys, my girl complains I never buy her flowers.
No.
Complains, oh, yeah. Had no idea she sold them. Why is there no milk in Turkish coffee? Why is there no milk in Turkish coffee?
I don't know.
Because of Kurds.
Wow. Political jokes.
I did not think we were going there. Yeah.
What do you call it when Batman skips church? When Batman skips church, what do you call that?
Christian bailing.
Boom.
Oh, well done, Tim.
Yeah. Hola, dudes and Miles. Today, I start my 45th rotation around the burning ball. I love my own personal holiday there, and I would love it if the captain would tell me how he would make my special day even more special. Thanks for keeping my days full of laughs, set from Rose in Tacoma.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, Rose in Tacoma. Anytime us mascots want to have a special day, we call our friend Pablo. That's all you need to know. Pablo, he makes a special cocktail. It's made from toilet wine, Tide Pods, milk from feral cats, dish soap, and crushed up Xanax. You chill that for 20 minutes and then partake. Last time we teamed up with Pablo, Little Debbie, well, she throat-punched Tony the Tiger. The Keebler Elves got naked and ran through a subway station. And then Uncle Ben got a full back tattoo that read, "Where the white women at?" Good time. We told him it was a bad idea, but Uncle Ben insisted, and then he lost his job. Try to find him now.
That's why.
So, Rose, before you partake with Pablo, just keep that in mind. Crunch berries.
Damn. Is that why Uncle Ben got fired?
That is apparently exactly what. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Wasn't supposed to discuss that publicly, but I think enough time has passed.
Is there Uncle town, Ben is still bitter about it. Is there a town where all these guys hang out? You know, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the Land of Lakes lady. And
well, you should have seen Aunt Jemima's back tattoo. It was pretty graphic.
But tell us, want to wish our friend Tracy a very happy double nickel today. Hope she'll try her gift of a six-pack of Men's Room beer while preparing for her oldest daughter's wedding on October the 4th. So give her a bong rip, some turtle sex, and the dirty Germans telling her what retirement will be like. Love you guys. That from Julie and from Lance.
Oh. Yeah, I understand that here in your United States of America, retirement usually means that you end up looking for a part-time job to kill time. However, I'd recommend you move to the villages. There's a reason that the STDs are spread around.
Yeah, there's only two things people love. Blue pills and not juicing cannabis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's happy hour at three.
Yeah, they read our entire handbook for how to have a happy life.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz, a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Gotta read one more. This one on the subject of yesterday's question dealing with underwear, right?
Okay.
Underwear. Guys, I'm stuck in traffic on I-5, getting close to Seattle, and I had the worst stomach pain I've ever had in my life. I had two choices. They were both to go to the bathroom right then and there. I was actually by myself in my truck and had no choice. I pulled down my pants. I cracked my door open. I grabbed the steering wheel. And while I was rolling forward about 5 miles an hour, I just started pooping on the freeway with cars all around me. What? I pulled my hat down low over my face so no one could see or take pictures or anything, because that's the first thing that came to my mind, is that I'm going to go viral. But I just sprayed it out of my butt, out the door, while rolling down the freeway, with traffic about 5 to 10 miles an hour, holding on to the wheel until everything evacuated my body. Damn, it was horrible. Man. I still have nightmares that day. Like, what if I would have slipped off the steering wheel and fell out of the truck under the freeway with my pants around my knees just after spraying a quarter mile down the road? It only went on for about a quarter mile at 5 to 10 miles an hour. So you can do the math. Yeah, afterward, I looked everywhere for anything to wipe. Of course, nothing was there. It was so bad. Wow. I had to use both socks and my underwear. And I did have a garbage can in my truck. Luckily, I threw them in there. And then when I got home, I just took the whole garbage can and threw it in the big garbage and never spoke of it. Until now.
Never spoke of it.
That from Cassidy.
Damn.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Team of Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Let's just get to it. Now, you might remember the story from last week, Mike. I believe you brought this one to everyone's attention, but we go to Detroit, where a 45-year-old guy is facing charges after rigging his car with a fake bomb to keep the repo guy away. So police in Harrison Township, Michigan, they say the guy knew his car was about to be repossessed, so he made it look like it would explode if anyone moved it. You see, he put a propane tank in the passenger seat with wires running from the regulator to the car's center console. He strapped a second tank to his driver's side wheel with copper wiring running underneath the car. Then, just to make sure there was no confusion, he also put up a cardboard sign in the windshield that said, "Don't move car, it will blow up." Well, one of the guy's neighbors says he saw him rigging everything up on Monday night and told that guy that... basically, and his neighbor said, "Oh, no, I'm rigging it to blow up." So the neighbor called the cops Tuesday morning, and the bomb squad showed up. Now, they evacuated the entire neighborhood for an hour and a half, but it turned out it was not a working bomb. Despite his best efforts, the guy's car ended up being taken away. It's not clear if it got repossessed or if it was impounded by the police. In case you're wondering, he's facing a felony charge for representing or presenting a device as an explosive. He could get up to 5 years in prison for it. Wow. To me, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but you got the entire neighborhood evacuated.
Yeah.
Although I do like that he included the sign, "Don't move car to blow up."
Now we go to a greedy heiress, if you will. She stole the life savings of her elderly mother to buy household luxuries and pamper her two dogs. Well, she's been jailed for 4 years. 50-year-old care worker Luana Dowdy, she had already been given $125,000 share of Margaret Trimer's fortune from the sale of their $370,000 family home after she offered to look after her mom when the mom developed Alzheimer's. So she says, "Hey, I'll take her in." But she exploited both her job and her mother's mental condition to download a banking app onto her cell phone so that she could access her mom's account and withdraw over $1,000 at a time. Over one 4-day period, she was transferring
$1,000 a day into her own account. And in all, she sold $216,000. Now, she was caught after she bragged to her own son that she was going to put a $60,000 deposit on a house. And then other relatives started asking, how do you have all this money in your bank account? Well, it emerged that she spent thousands of dollars on her dogs, furniture, and setting up a dog breeding business. Facebook pictures also showed her enjoying a holiday in India with a male companion. Now, the time they got to her mother's account, there was only $10,000 left in it. Anyway, a lawyer there said that the mother moved in with her daughter in June of 2021 after selling the family home, and that's where she got her initial $125,000. The court heard that the daughter later transferred $80,000 back from her ill-gotten gains. But she is now in jail for 4 years. So once the mom started developing Alzheimer's, she tells the rest of the family, worry not, I will step up. And they're like, good on you. But it was just to take her mom's fortune. Man, that's essentially it. And then finally, we have this story where, you know, money is money, but apparently people care where the money comes from. We go to New Hampshire, where after rejecting an offer from a local church to pay off all student lunch debt, the local school district, the guy by the name of Scott Gross, he's in charge of it, he's instead taking the families to court. So the Goffstown School Board, they approved a policy last year that would allow this guy to sue the families with delinquent debt in small claims court. But at the same time that the policy was approved, Reverend Jason Wells of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, he offered to cancel the debts. Instead, around 10 families are now being sued by the district. The Reverend said, quote, I'm sorry, the Reverend said that he spoke to this guy Gross about the parish's offer to make it an end-of-the-year Christmas gift to the district. And parishioners at the church wanted to pay off all the outstanding student lunch debt at the end of the calendar year. It was estimated to be between $3,000 and $5,000. But this guy Gross, not interested in the offer. Any gift to the district needs approval from the board. And Gross told Wells, quote, I would speak against it at the school board. So even if you go to the school board, I'm going to fight against it. So at the time, this guy Gross said he was concerned that the gift would lead to more families not paying for student lunches. Well, Gross first informed the board at an August meeting that he'd initiated the lawsuits. Gross said many families with debt, they ignored multiple collection letters from the district, etc. Quote, I'm talking about well over 6 to 7 letters. We don't refuse kids meals, but some of them have gotten over $1,500. But the Reverend Wells said his parishioners were more than willing to make sure that the debts were, in fact, paid. There's also cases of children in homes where the parents simply unable to navigate the assistance applications and requirements. And also, a lot of them are just broke. So Wells and the whole church community, they're now raising money to pay the debt for any family in the district that they take to court. And the parish is working on about $950 in debt for families who have, in fact, reached out. But again, the school board, they said, we don't want your money. We want the money from the parents. And they're going to sue them in court.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand it, but that's the situation going on. So again, we have the guy outside of Detroit. Put a fake bomb in his car because he didn't want his car to get repoed. One way to avoid getting your car repoed is, well, pay for the car that you bought. We have the greedy heiress who, once her mom started suffering Alzheimer's, brought the bomb into her home and then started siphoning off her bank account. And finally, the school board in New Hampshire who will not accept money from the church to pay off the debts for school lunches.
Right, so it was school lunches.
It's school lunches specifically, and they send out like, hey, man, you owe us whatever. Which that's customary.
And if they're families, they probably have more than one child. So they probably have a couple on there.
The good thing is they'll give the kids lunch. Not all school districts do that. So kudos to them. But this individual guy, like, I don't want your money.
So he's
going to sue the
parents. He does suck a lot. The woman in the UK, I know her mom was had Alzheimer's, but that doesn't change the fact of what she did. And I'm going to go by based on just how much money was in there. So I believe that the woman in the UK sucks the most simply because of the total amount of money that she stole from her mother.
You think she sucks the most?
Because her mother's going to need some care. And with only $10,000 left, she obviously is not the one to provide care for her mother.
Clearly.
So she's going to need some money to get some care as she begins to decline. I think the guy in Michigan who strapped the fake bomb to his car to keep it from getting repoed, in this case, he sucks the least.
I find him almost comical.
I just want to trade who I think sucks the most. I think that school board sucks the most.
I agree.
Just because, like, what do you care where the money comes from? And also, like, their kid's eating lunch. Like, I'll never understand that.
And it's a church stepping up to be very church-like and be charitable.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. And actually, the Reverend, he had a good quote at the end of it, because the school board, he says, quote, "The gospel takes away our right forever to discriminate between the deserving and the undeserving poor."
Yeah, and then
it's
the
like, I'm quoting scripture.
The guy in Michigan sucks the least. He's not a smart man.
No.
I'd be pissed if I'm his neighbor, but
yes.
I'm saying this out loud to remind the listeners and myself. That's the point of the game. So I will see he sucks the least.
Okay. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Show of the Day's coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, take a couple of minutes. We'll drink and toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new theory suggests that Earth had a ring of its own way back in the day.
I've heard that before.
Doesn't shock me. And then what? Did, like, the moon take it away? Or?
Well, their belief is that it became what we now know as the moon.
Oh.
So something slammed into the Earth. They say, like, a Mars-sized planet smashed into the Earth.
Busted up a
bunch
of stuff.
Blew all the stuff out there. Like anything, gets stuck in the gravitational pull of the planet, then it coalesced into its own thing.
That's still wild to me, that solid matter. You know, we think of it, it's kind of like how water droplets, as they come together, they start to make a bigger grouping of water.
Exactly.
Solid matter doing that still screws with me.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, you get like, it's gravity and little dust particles they collect.
Mm-hmm.
Then they become rocks, and then it smashes into other rocks. And then the pressure is so great that it just morphs into a sphere.
Right. That's so crazy, dude. A research
team. Craziest place I've been inside of, Mike.
What's
the sphere.
That?
The sphere. Oh, okay. There you go.
I was like, agreed, bro. We're sick in there.
Wow, man. A research team discovered that Van Gogh's Starry Night painting actually mirrored real-world atmospheric turbulence with surprising accuracy. So you guys know kind of the flowing waves that they got going on there, the spiral type of waves that they got going on there. So there is actually cosmic turbulence that if you could actually see it would look like that. And they actually mapped it out and they said actually he's really quite accurate with the positioning of it and how
I thought he was just real high.
I know, right? He's just, tripping in there.
Not living by the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah. No, I encourage you to go look at that one. That's
pretty cool.
Might be for you there, Steve.
That is very much for me. We both know this.
Oh, yes, sir. A new study explains that.
Yeah. I mean, I Miles might be right? Wasn't he famous for drinking absinthe all the time?
Oh, yeah.
That was mixed with a bunch of other stuff because it was way back in the day. So maybe he was tripping a little bit. But also, I don't think it's that crazy that a guy tripping could see
atmospheric turbulence.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there looking at a picture of it now. And actually, now that you've said it and I'm looking at the way he forms his lines, it makes sense.
I just sent it to you. I can see space moving, man. I'm going to cut off my ear. A new study explains that tiny black holes could be zooming through our solar system. A lot of space stuff today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is a lot of space stuff.
There's a lot of space
stuff. There's never enough space stuff, Ted.
I would be worried about black holes just firing through space, though, or through our solar system.
Well,
they're not known for just passing by.
You wouldn't have to worry about it alone.
That's fair.
Would it just destroy us?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even...
A black hole could swallow our whole solar system? Or they're cruising through?
It's cruising through
the
solar
system. Tiny black holes are cruising through. If it were like a legitimate black hole, like you wouldn't even worry about it.
Yeah, we're hosed.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way to sugarcoat it.
We would slip into a black hole, and then the pressure would just condense us to nothing.
Actually, it's spaghettification, I believe they call it.
Really?
So believe it or not, the way that the gravity works with these things, when it starts tugging on you, it kind of rips you apart, but you're elongating.
It's sucking you to a direct point. Because it's a vortex, right? It's kind of like a cyclone.
It's a spinning thing.
So you're just getting stretched along that cyclone.
That's basically it.
That's disgusting.
But again, you would not even know it. It would suck if you did.
Not every couple has good communication skills, and luckily a new article fills in the blanks. Hang on, I'm going to try that one more time.
So, tiny black holes.
Tiny black holes, man. Elongification.
Spaghettification.
I'm like spaghetti.
Not every couple has good communication skills. Luckily, a new article fills in the blanks.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Smooth. Crisp.
The Men's Room Top 10. 10
intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. I always ask my dates if they are spontaneous. Do they feel like just leaving the phones at home? Spur of the moment road trip out into the country. Just us. Just nature. No one around for miles. We can lay out under the stars, sip wine, fall asleep, and then I drive home.
Yeah.
It's like Castle's old joke. It's like an old man and a little girl are walking into the woods, and the little girl says, "I'm scared." And he says, "You're scared. I'm the one who's got to walk out of here alone."
So these are intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. Yep. And they break it down into several different categories. There's actually a hell of a lot more than 10, but they break it down into different categories. So you have personal questions about your childhood, such as, who was your favorite teacher and why was that teacher amazing?
Don't ask me that.
Right?
You know why? Because they didn't pay attention to us and I can get away with murder. That's why I like that teacher. They weren't a good teacher, but they're my favorite.
Right. I have good teachers that I liked as I was
sure.
growing up. Other than maybe like a band teacher that I knew in high school, they were my teachers.
I have a couple teachers I'm still friends with from DeMatha.
But like a couple of them, I've said this before, I realize now, like when I'm 17, 18, they're only in their early 20s. They're fresh out of college.
Yeah.
But honestly, the best teacher was a guy named Mr. Marcheski. He taught history and what do we call the advanced history for years, but you've never seen somebody more animated.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he would jump on the desk and act like he's, like, fighting in a war. I mean, it was awesome. To this day, yeah. Almost every DeMatha guy would be like, oh, Marcheski, he was the man.
I had a Spanish teacher that got really, really involved. She was really easy to learn from and really easy to be in her class.
Okay.
She was a ton of fun. Questions about your partner's likes. What's your all-time favorite piece of clothing? Why do you like wearing it?
These are deep conversations.
These are deep conversations.
Miles, why do you like wearing it?
Why do you like wearing your favorite piece of clothing, and what is it?
I don't know if I have one. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Is this style?
Like,
I never even
like
thought about this.
A fishbone t-shirt.
See the deep conversation we're getting into?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I might go with just a hoodie. I love wearing a hoodie. I mean, some other ones are like, what was your happiest birthday ever like? I was really happy, and I enjoyed that it was my birthday.
I was 30, got smashed. I don't remember a lot other than falling asleep on the pool table. My buddy Tony saying, come on, man, you're better than this. And me saying, clearly, I'm not.
I did get to call my mom last night. Wish her happy birthday.
Nice.
And when was her birthday?
September 6th.
Yeah, you're on that.
God. Had she been waiting?
I don't know.
How did you approach this? Because it was bugging you yesterday.
She's like, yeah, I know. I spent it with your brother and your sister. And we went out to dinner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I said, that's cool.
I'm getting around to it.
You didn't have to cook them.
So does this make you mentally even for
when
she forgot yours?
I believe so, yes.
See, it's working already. It's a deep conversation.
My dad is tomorrow. I got to remember that.
Okay.
I wrote it down on my calendar.
Good job, Miles.
Also learned how to set alerts on my phone.
Attaboy.
Yeah, we were smoking yesterday, and him and we were talking about it. Miles just goes, oh, S. I'm like, what? He's like, dude. My mom's birthday was like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, yeah, dude, you got to get on that.
What made it finally click in your head like a week late?
Because I thought about the fact that my dad's birthday is in a couple days away. And I was like, oh, my God, my mom's is 6 weeks before that. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, mommy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my bad. She's 75, too, which is kind of a
no.
Kind of a biggie.
That's
a milestone right there.
It wasn't like 72, 73. 71. No, 75.
Intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. Questions about your partner's dislikes, like, what's your least favorite holiday?
What?
Valentine's, baby.
Yeah, I mean,
do you want the honest truth, or do you want me to sit there and lie to you?
As a dude, it is Valentine's Day, without a doubt.
I don't count Valentine's because it really only affects you if you are in a relationship. Right. I'll still say New Year's.
Okay.
New Year's Day?
It can get depressing.
Whoa, and just, for whatever reason, like, last year I kind of broke my rule and I went out. But like I said, I just loved college football so much. And like when I was working part-time in Baltimore, like, I would volunteer to work New Year's Eve. Because I wanted New Year's Day off to watch football.
Gotcha.
So, like, and I hate the term amateur night, but I feel like New Year's Eve is the one where even I say it. Because I'll go out drinking on St. Patty's, Cinco de Mayo. You give me a fake drinking holiday, I'm in. But New Year's Eve, it just, I don't know. Feels
champagne,
like
dude.
And there's so much pressure. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Right.
You want to get dressed up and pay $100 to this restaurant? Hell no.
More questions about your partner's dislikes. What color do you detest?
I mean, circumstantial.
It is.
I don't mind the color brown until I look in the toilet. You know what I mean? I don't always dislike brown, but there are moments.
What's worse to you?
I would say I don't like pink, but there are moments where it is my favorite color.
What's worse to you, smoking or chewing gum?
Well, I'm not going to ask.
Well, I mean, no offense to anybody, but like, it's got to be smoking.
Right. It depends how you chew your gum. Right? There's those clicky people that just...
You're not wrong. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, people, there's like, you could chew gum in bars.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like, chewing gum's gotten so out of control, people are getting sick from secondhand chewing.
I like these last two. What's the meanest thing anyone ever said to you? Just so I know where the bar's at, right?
Man, I can't even. Like, I'd have to use words you might not even have heard before, but yes.
Maybe there's a reason I'm still single at 43. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know her answer to that.
Exactly.
Well, it's probably something I said. We've been together for 20 years in a relationship. Inevitably, we have said some horrible things to each other.
Last one of the your partner's dislikes. What was the worst day of your life like?
Well, you said I do.
Day my mom died.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That's a pick me up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, really? You want to talk about this? Let's get into this conversation.
And mom died. The omelet was runny.
It was a really bad day.
Right.
Coffee was cold.
Right. And my mom died.
Dunkin's was closed.
There are some people that do. It's like, well, and then they just like slide. Like, what? All right.
I hit every freaking red light.
Oh, by the way, bonding questions about sex and intimacy. Ask these so you can love them the way they want to be loved. It actually says that. Again, these are intimate questions for couples.
I'm glad it said that and you did not improv that line. I actually feel I have more respect for you.
How do you really feel about foreplay?
Let me do it right. It's awesome. What kind of question is that?
Come on.
Like, what do you feel about pizza? If it's a good pizza, I like it.
Do you have a secret you would only want to share with me?
No. No.
No. No.
Absolutely not. No.
Bonding questions about sex and intimacy. How do you think your parents' relationship shaped you?
Ew. Ew, man.
Take your clothes off, baby.
What is this category again?
This is bonding questions about sex and intimacy.
Well, why would my parents come into that?
I watched how my dad run his hands on my mom.
Yeah, I mean, I think your parents' relationship could have an effect on your relationships, but not in the bedroom.
Right.
Oh, God.
That's
what
not
do you
there.
Think my parents are doing, man?
God.
What about that sex? Get in the room, Steven. Take notes.
Do you think you can really stay friends with an ex?
Why are we talking about this?
What, who's your ex that you're friends with?
Correct.
That's what that
means. How long was the relationship?
I mean, you could be cordial.
They do also...
And you can see how people interact.
Sure.
You're not going to be jerks to them, but I'm not going to hang out no more.
Again, these are intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. These are important questions about family. Which member of the family makes you feel the most comfortable?
Hell, I don't know.
What's the biggest disagreement you ever had with your family?
It's family. Disagreements and the biggest... they're two different categories.
What to eat for Thanksgiving as a side.
Right.
I mean, like...
guess what? My family pisses me off. Okay.
That's what family does.
They're family.
And generally, like, kind of like in Who Sucks Less, the biggest real issues you're going to have in family generally is when somebody, one of the parents passed away and there's a large, and then you have to be large. There's a sum of money,
amount of money
that needs to be split up.
They could have $4, and if you got three other siblings, somehow there'll be a fight about it.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone in your life who you consider family, even if they're not biologically related to you?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
If I do, yeah. You know.
Right. You've probably met them.
Right. They're coming around a lot.
These are not questions that guys ask.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not one of them.
This is not conversation starters for dudes.
Well, we should. That's how it's, we were going to make it deeper.
Yeah, but then you're stuck in the conversation.
Is he dating anyone?
Part of the reason we don't ask is because we don't care.
It never came up. I know he's got a new driver.
Right. How come you don't have an answer to this question? Because nobody asks me this crap, dude.
I don't think they ask.
No.
They wanted me to know that.
You spent 4 hours in a golf cart together, and you don't know if he's dating anyone.
They have questions, deep questions about values.
If a friend ever betrayed you, would you forgive them?
Well, maybe. What did they betray?
If it's big enough to warrant the word betrayal, probably not. No. I mean, I'd forgive them. Wouldn't trust them again.
Yeah, I say it all the time. Like, see it be a big thing, forgive and forget. I go, no. I'm big on forgiveness. Don't forget. Because if you forget, it'll happen again.
It's almost like they have a history repeat itself.
Yeah.
What's the best way to go about improving the world? I'm a radio producer.
Stop asking questions.
Would you feel comfortable lending a family member or friend a lot of money?
Asking
for a friend.
No.
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 I can't fathom why my brother would ask me for money. But I guess if he really needed it, I would help him out. But like, that would be some strange circumstances.
There are those family members and there are those friends that you will lend money to because you know that you are lending the money, as Ted likes to say. There's other family members and other friends that you're just giving them money.
Well, also, right, that's the thing. If you ever lent, just
don't expect it back.
And then let's end on this one as far as intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation in the category of fun questions about your relationship.
What can I do to make your world feel safer?
Stop talking like that.
That'd be the first
one. Get your butt in the rain.
Who's responsible for this?
This is, so it's on MSN.com, but somebody's got to have made this list. Good housekeeping.
Yeah, shut up.
People,
my God.
They don't ask these questions. These questions eventually come up in conversation.
Well, I'm saying any one of those, inevitably, through the course of your relationship, you find these things out.
Right.
Oh, I love this shirt. I hate this color.
How do you stimulate deep conversation? You have light conversation. You have the small talk that nobody likes. I actually read a book last year, or if not this year, that was basically The Art of Small Talk. Nobody likes small talk for a reason, because it's tedious and nobody gives a damn about the answers to small talk. However, it opens the door to have these bigger conversations. Right. So get through that crap. If you're in a relationship and you're still small talking,
there's something wrong.
That's right. If you're in an intimate relationship and you're still, how's the weather today? Like, you're not in a relationship.
Hard enough for you?
You guys are just banging and you're hooking up. A man in Pakistan is going to great lengths to ensure the safety of his daughter, Miles, and I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
All right, headlines are coming to the 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile. That's a 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.